Good morning. We're continuing Chayolim, Klal Nun Beis Siman Vav. So let's start again from the beginning. So about a kidney of Shemamach and the Gamri, you have kidneys which you're going to pulverize them down. You're going to thin them out totally. They're clear Menukav, and the way they used to do it is they used to put it through a sieve. So it's the equivalent of nowadays blending as opposed to just chopping it fine. There's still little pieces there. So the pieces are no longer, they have the original form, so they do not get the bracha of Repi Adoma on themselves. But they lost their bracha of Repi Adoma by being blended down. Now, what's the halacha of the soup made with it? Or v'chein retznia kasha. So buckwheat, they used to make a cereal out of it. Shasa mimenu supa. And now you take these things and you cook them and make a soup. V'harbe mayim with water. Kiv v'chein tzeder chachila mevorach shahako. So we have over here a combination of two concerns. One, it's not nicker anymore. So if it would be the normal way to eat it, even though it's when it's not nicker, so we said it keeps the bracha. But this is not the derech achila. This is not the primary way that it's eaten. This would be the primary way that it's eaten, that you would grind it down till it's not visible, and then you would cook it. So the fact that it's not visible doesn't bother us. And the fact that it's cooked doesn't bother us either, because it's cooked, so according to the opinion of the Rosh, the bracha is maintained. According to the Rashba, that's the primary way that it's eaten. The bracha is going to be maintained. You're cooking it to eat the plant, the plant as well. So you have the other consideration of the chayyarim. So based on everything putting together, we should be able to make the bracha of Brei Pi Adoma. But since it's not derech achila, the bracha is a shahako. Achlefima sheksavti levarach al retzin kasha Brei Pi Adoma. So now, but I said before that I'm of the opinion that that's not true, that the bracha is Brei Pi Adoma by these things, because they're still nicker a little bit. So an example of the retzin akasha, I think it's still considered nicker a little bit, and therefore the bracha is going to be, on them, the bracha is going to be Brei Pi Adoma. So the only scenario you're going to make a shahakal in the soup is dafka kasheikar heim, the bracha of Brei Pi Adoma is only of ikar heim agreifin. The broken pieces of the vegetables is the main part, brachos adama. Av kasheker hemamayim, if the main thing is the water, you can't hem betelim agabi yamayim, they're bottled to the water, and the bracha is a shahakal. Even though there's a few of these pieces in the water, it doesn't make a difference. The main thing is the water. Venadarma the groifin shall heminim, mechal nadalad, the heminim chashub menim betelim. This is different than the five species of grain that they never lose their chashibas, or almost never lose their chashibas. And the bracha is mazonos. Sometimes the bracha is mazonos and shahakol on the soup as well. But the bracha, even if you're making a shahakol in the soup, the bracha of the mazonos is required. Over here, only one bracha is required, just the shahakol. In a case where the main thing is the liquid, the water, if the main thing is both of them, so then, so we say the groifim, the pieces are primary. You want both of them, the pieces are considered primary, and the bracha is going to be Brei Pi Adoma. Okay. So, for example, the pea soup, a person takes pea soup and grinds it up, takes pea soup, it blends it afterwards. If it's totally blended to the point that it's not nicker at all, the bracha would be a shahakol based on what we're saying over here. That's not necessarily the derech to do it. But the many times there's still little pieces of pea which are recognizable, and therefore the bracha is going to be Brei Pi Adoma on those peas, and everything else is considered secondary to the pea soup as well, and therefore the bracha can be Adoma on the whole soup. If a person would, really their goal is just to drink water, and that pea-flavored water, that's their primary goal, so then the bracha will be shahakol, but that's not a very common scenario. And therefore, the bracha and pea soup in general is going to be Brei Pi Adoma. Have a good day.